So this is the site. Okay, so let's go take a look again. We are in the middle of Perukhov Mishnah Beis. We are in the middle.
Right.
Part two.
Right. Part B.
Okay, so it says over here, and it says over here, so let's read the words in the Mishnah again. The words in the Mishnah again. The Choymer, three lines. The Choymer. And the Chomer at the end of the clean some over the beginning. It's not susceptible to be mekabeltum until it is complete, until you have a complete rim. But nischasmu. But once we have a complete rim, and now we want the tumah to depart, you're not going to be able to get rid of the tumah. As long as even the smallest amount of the rim is
simplest.
As long as there remains, as long kol, even though it came apart, the edge, as long as kol shehein, as long as a small amount remains in place,
tamei.
Now let's see the Rav. The Rav says over here, klei nitzarim. Basket that's made from nitzarim, I guess like little branches of arava. So it says here that the nitzarim is arava of willow, like a lulav branches. Uchiyotze bohem at sheyischasmusha tigmar sifasan ha'elyona. You must make a rim on the top. Now what happens is that's let's ask Nishanish the same call Shahim, Shinaflu Sifso same below Nishar Bisifso same Ella call Shahim, Tame, it's gonna be Tame. Okay, that includes Mishnah base. Let's cast the whole Mishnah, okay, for the sake of completion. It's a very hard Mishnah.
Yes, sir.
Chemes Khalilin. Bagpipe. Tahoira min Hamidras. People do not lie down upon it. They do not use it as a pillow. Mamela, there's no Tumas Midras. Next, Arevas Pisoinois, a container that is used to hold little pebbles in the construction industry. And the workers like to sit down along the edge. Beishamai Oimer Midras, yes, that's sufficient, that makes the edge of the Arev into a Tomai Tomas Midras, into a chair. Ube Silil Oimer, no, there's no Tomas Midras, is at best Tomei Mace. Next. Areva mishnei loig v'yatishachab in a bowl that's used for kneading that's from the size of two loig until nine kabin shenistika that developed a crack and it's no longer functional, so no longer will you use this for kneading dough. So what are you going to use it for? You're going to turn it upside down and you're going to use it as a chair, as a stool, tamei midras hindicha b'gesham. Let's say I take the one, put in the rain, and v'nispicha, and it caused it to swell.
And the cracks
crack one way. So now its original function has been reinstated. Tumea Tumas Meis. Let's say I now take it and I put it in the Kodim, in the east wind. And the east wind causes the swelling to go away. Yes, it causes the swelling to go away in Vinistika. Okay, however it does it, fine. It causes the new crack in Bakodim, Vinistika, the Kabelas Midras, it becomes a Tumea Tumas Midras. Once again, because no longer is it functional, there is a crack. You can't use it for kneading. The only thing you can use it for is as a stool. So it's midras. We have a new yisechoymer mishiyorei kleitz mibitchilasan. Here we have a very unique situation where the end is more common than the beginning. The beginning represents its original function, and the shiyorei means its end function. The end function is more. The end function, the end game, is worse than the beginning game. The end game is worse than the tchila. Okay? Why? Because in the beginning, tchila, it's roy to be only a kli, to hold to, as a receptacle. And a receptacle is not an avatuma. A receptacle is a rishon, typically. But now that it's broken and I use it as a chair, now it become an avatuma. So the end is more chum than the beginning. Once already we give one example of a chumer at the end over the beginning. We give now another example. The chumer b'shiyarei chliyei. What's a chumer? The chumer b'shiyarei, the end of the chliyei. mitchilasan eina mikablim tumat sheyischasmu. It's not mikablim until I make a rim around the top, and the rim around the top that it must be 100% complete in order for the tumah to descend. Nischasmu. Once there's a rim and it's now roy to be mikabel tumah, you can't get rid of it. You can't get rid of the tumah. Even though the rim has unraveled, the rim, as long as kol shehein, there is a small fragment which remains, that is sufficient, it remains tamein. Good?
Beautiful.
Okay, we have to stop here.